Today's Man Law in true Man Law tradition for the holiest holiday in the world. A real man isn't ashamed of his faith and puts God first in his life.
Amen to that, brother.
Man Law.
Amen to that, brother.
So on the whole Holy Land theme, first of all, some horrific things have been taking place over there. The Coptic Christians getting blown up in their church on Easter, on Palm Sunday. Terrible things. Terrible things. So keep those people in your prayer. They're under siege by radical animals. So a traditional, here's a cool thing to do if you want to try and get back into like the way Easter was back in the day when it was created, right? What those people had for a meal very often was like grapes and olives. They made their cheese out of goat's milk, so it was goat cheese, and then they used unleavened bread. We call it pita bread.
Mm-hmm.
And a cool plate, if you want to do something to celebrate the day on Easter, is to make like a nice hors d'oeuvre tray with some nice selection of like some red grapes and green grapes, chunk up some different types of goat cheese, and then cut up some pita bread and put out a nice tray and some olives and just see how fast that food disappears.
Oh, yeah. That's a wonderful.
It's ageless.
That's a wonderful appetizer tray. And when, you know, water was turned to wine, you're going to want some red and some white.
Yep.
To go with that. And it's just, it's I don't want to say commemorative, but it's respectful of the holiday that we're all celebrating this weekend, and that being the Easter holiday, the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very
so
cool.
That's kind of just a little tip for we did that. We have a favorite story in our family. When my mother-in-law passed away, my oldest daughter. We were at she's Catholic, so they're doing a rosary.
Sure.
And they keep saying, the blood of thy womb, Jesus. But, you know, I'm not Catholic. I can't remember how it goes. But you do that like 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
And we're dying. If we're not Catholic, you're just dying because it's like they keep saying the same thing over and over. And Emily was probably about 12, and my oldest. And we got in the car, and she goes, I'm starving. And we're like, okay, well, we're going to go get something to eat. She says, they just kept talking about food over and over. And it's like, what do you mean? She said, they kept talking about the fruits and the cheeses. It's the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Yes.
So as a kid, she heard fruits and cheeses.
Right.
So funny little side story for the barbecue Bob family.
Right.
Yes. Next weekend, big barbecue event down in Marshall, Michigan. There's barbecue events all over the country. Check out go to the KCBS website. You've got Memphis in May coming up. So if you want to cruise out to Memphis, there's a fantastic event in Memphis it's about 10 days now, but it used to be a week-long event. It's engulfing the whole month. But Memphis in May culminates with a weekend barbecue event, which our good buddy Mark Lambert from Sweet Swine of Mine took first place there a couple of years ago. We've got all kinds of people that have done well with that thing. And Memphis is a fantastic place if you've never been. It's right on the Mississippi. You're looking across at the rice fields of Arkansas, and it's just a cool area. If you got to see downtown Memphis, it's a beautiful place.
A lot of great barbecue there as well in that Memphis area.
It's a different style, too. It's like probably my favorite profile.
Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we appreciate you tuning in on this Easter weekend. We hope you and your family have a blessed time and take care of each other and just enjoy this this time of year and get out in your backyard and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. You've been listening to Grilling Guys. We'll talk with you next week.